Buried secrets of an 1870s Montana town spark violence when a young man returns to reclaim his legacy and is caught between a sheriff determined to maintain order and a mysterious stranger hell-bent on destroying it. This is the plot synopsis of The Unholy Trinity. It is listed as a 2024 film. It was directed by Richard Gray, and the writer is listed as Lee Zachariah. It runs an hour and 35 minutes. I just saw it last night at the theater on June 14th. 2025, so maybe this is a re-release. I'm not entirely sure. The film stars Pierce Brosnan as Sheriff Gabriel Dove, Samuel L. Jackson as Saint Christopher, Brandon Lazard as Henry Broadway, David Arquette as Father Jacob, and Tim Daly as Isaac Broadway. I just want to say, it seems like I love seeing Remington Steele in everything these days. Mr. Pierce Brosnan, he's in so many good stuff, and right now one of the big shows he's in is called Mobland, and it's very good. I think he's also in another Western with Helen Mirren. He's in all kinds of things. Like, he's very popular these days. What this film was about was Henry Broadway had just watched or witnessed his father being hung for a crime he allegedly didn't commit. He was framed. His dad made him promise to avenge his death. Henry did ultimately agree to do that right before his father was hung, bringing him to the city where Pierce Brosnan, the sheriff, and St. Christopher are. Henry immediately goes to the church, points the gun at Sheriff Gabriel Dove, played by Pierce Brosnan, and he was not the right guy to be pointing the gun at. Ultimately, he realizes that he didn't have the right guy, that the guy he wanted to kill was already dead and in the grave after Sheriff Gabriel pointed that out to him. However, there was this rumor that there was gold buried at his father's house, so that became a theme or a plot point that was running through the film. There were some things that happened with Henry. He gets involved with a local lady of the night, and a jealous man comes, and there's a shootout, and now he's being attacked by a posse for murder. And so there's a few plot points like that that run through the film. And then there's this other one where there's a Indian woman that's hiding out in a nearby creek somewhere just outside of town, and then she's been wanted for murder, something that she didn't do, or if she did, Sheriff Gabriel was definitely covering for her because he knew exactly where she was. So this was a Western, obviously. It was very good. I enjoyed every minute of it. There were approximately 15 people in the theater. I know it's probably not going to be running for very long. The other thing I loved about The Unholy Trinity was the cinematography. It was shot in some beautiful locations, snowy mountainside hills, and just really vast open plains. It was a pleasure to look at and just the scenery. I really highly enjoyed this film. I love Westerns, and I give The Unholy Trinity 5 stars.